This is Jamie Dyer welcoming you to another edition of the Quocast. And if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode of the podcast, you can. You can email quocast@outlook.com. That's quocast@outlook.com. You can tweet at the Quocast on Twitter, or you can go to the Facebook page, which is simply facebook.com/the Quocast. So welcome back to the Quocast. I decided to take a little bit of a break because I knew that September was coming around, the Status Quo Fan Club Convention, and I thought, well, I'll take a month off and then get stuck into it because I have other things going on other than the podcast, and thought that's going to be a really intense weekend. Let's focus the attention on that. And then an announcement comes out via the fan club page that there will be two new deluxe editions. Great news for fans of Heavy Traffic and Riffs. Deluxe editions of those albums are coming in late September, approximately a week after the convention, which to me seems a little bit odd, but there we are. Must be another reason why those are released on that date. It's the 30th of September 2022 is the release of those two albums. Here is the press release. Status Quo's 25th album, Heavy Traffic, signaled a new era, according to guitarist Rick Parfitt, and saw songwriter Bob Young contribute for the first time in years. The album charted at number 15 in the UK album charts and featured tracks such as Jam Side Down, All Stand Up and Creeping Up On You, which of course the latter two have been staples in the set list for a long time. Well, they were certainly for a long time. The free CD set features two bonus discs of material with live performances and B-sides. The enhanced booklet contains new interviews with Francis Rossi and members of the band by Quo guru Dave Ling, in which they discuss the making of the album. This is the same also for Riffs. So disc one are the original albums. Riffs is slightly different, but the disc one for Heavy Traffic is the original album, including the so-called bonus track, Money Don't Matter. That always confused me. Were there parts of the world that didn't get that track? Because to use modern vernacular, it's basically a banger. So disc two, bonus tracks and demos. We've got The Madness, which is the B-side of Jam Side Down. You Let Me Down, the B-side of All Stand Up. In my opinion, one of the best tracks from recent years. Let's Start Again, a studio demo from 2001, plus the studio demos of All Stand Up, Solid and Solid Gold as well. We've also got the Haytier Festival. Apologies if I haven't pronounced that correctly, from the 10th of August 2003. So that is a full gig from then that spans the rest of disc 2 into disc 3. So we go on to Riffs, which of course was a covers album. It was their third covers album and included tracks including I Fought the Law, Born to Be Wild, Wild One, On the Road Again, Tobacco Road, and the first track with Rhino on lead vocals, Centerfold. That's probably the most significant thing on that album. Plus there were new versions of Quo classics, including Caroline, Rocking All Over the World, Down the Dust Pipe, Whatever You Want, and a cracking version of Junior's Wailing as well. The rest of the first disc of that deluxe edition contains the single edit of You'll Come Round, the B-side Lucinda, and the single mix of Thinking of You, which in my mind was miles above the version included on Excess All Areas. So we go on to disc two of the Riffs Deluxe Edition. We have an unreleased version of Caroline, plus live versions of Something About You Baby I Like, Break the Rules, 4,500 Times, and what looks like the full set from the Montreux Jazz Festival from the 4th of July 2004. So that's not the latter one, that's from 2004. That's there. You can find all those details on the From the Makers of official Status Quo fan club page. What is my reaction to this? Well, it's been a long time coming. Certainly, Heavy Traffic in particular is one of those albums that is extremely popular and is seen as a return to form, as is said in that press release. There's a few things that gripe me a little bit. The first thing is we got up to, in the deluxe editions, Thirsty Work, didn't we? They had that brilliant edition with live versions and extra bits and pieces. And they were going to do a Live Alive Quo, but that never materialized. So forgive me if I'm wrong, but they talked about doing a Don't Stop, and that didn't really materialize. And then obviously you've got things like Under the Influence, which is a different thing entirely. There have been versions of that released over the years with bonus tracks on it. Famous in the Last Century is missing. I believe they talked about that. Where's the Shepherd's Bush gig and all of the other bits and pieces, the B-sides? Where's Obstruction Day and Analyze Time and these things that have been floating around YouTube for years and could do an official with an official release on something? Maybe at a later date they'll do something separate. I assume that what's happened is they've gone, well, no one will buy Famous in the Last Century because it doesn't have the greatest reputation. And Riffs has been released because it kind of fits in with Heavy Traffic. I think it was recorded around the same time. The second thing, when you look at demos that are on here, so over the years, little bits and pieces, either on YouTube or Bob Young's website, have been released in some form or other. And as time goes on, you realize that there are a lot of demos that were done because they need to get these things down before they record the final track. So you assume that there are demos for the entire album of Heavy Traffic, and yet all we've got here is All Stand Up and Solid Gold. Now, in the last sort of couple of years, I've heard demos for Heavy Traffic and its basis for that, I Cried, because those two tracks were combined, and also Green, which has Andy Bowen on lead vocals. Where are they? That kind of boggles me a little bit. It's nice to have a live gig on there, but to me, the live gig, especially one that was done a year after the album was released, seems a tad irrelevant at this stage. It's nice to have it. It's great. I'm sure it sounds great. I've heard clips from it. It has great sound. But the studio demos are kind of, as a fan, what you want to see on those deluxe editions. They probably had them there and listened to them and thought, no, maybe this is a bit boring or doesn't fit in. They have to sell it on something. And that festival performance at that time, the band were on fire, I have no doubt about it. But to me, it's slightly disappointing, the lack of studio demos, because I like hearing the first bits of that. I mean, in previous editions, we heard the writing demo of Coming and Going, for example, which is extremely rough. You know, this is the thing. We're talking about demos from 2001. They had a late 70s demo of Coming and Going, and it sounds like it comes off an old cassette or something, and it's not exactly the greatest clarity. Newer stuff is going to have much better clarity, but I guess some things have to remain a secret as to how they came to be. We'll see when they do deluxe editions of latter-day albums what happens. Riffs is a little bit of a strange one because, again, there are some cracking B-sides from that era. But are they enough for somebody to buy the entire set if you're not a completist? I don't know. I know for me personally, as someone who owns the original versions of these albums, I am happy to keep those and wait until one of these goes on sale. Or, you know, I might even just listen to it on Spotify to see if there's a difference, because none of these things state whether any of these things have been remastered. They've certainly not been remixed, because they would have made a bigger deal of that. But some kind of remastering, I think, would have to be done, because Heavy Traffic in particular, people have stated how the sound perhaps could have been improved in some way. Whether that's a job for remastering or a straightforward remix, you'd have to ask the band what, you know, because they, after all, it's their music and they know about this stuff. So what do you think of these new deluxe editions? Will you be purchasing them on day one, or will you be waiting? Do let me know. It's extremely exciting. The only other thing I can think of that's just popped into my head is, where is the vinyl release of these albums? Those are two albums, along with Famous in the Last Century, that, as far as I know, have never been on vinyl. Where are they? Heavy Traffic in particular, that artwork is made to be on vinyl. Whether they can find the original negatives for that artwork so they can blow it up. I mean, there is all this other stuff as well. They'd have to master it for vinyl. They'd have to go back to the master tapes and do other bits and pieces to it. So that's the other thing, because there are some fans out there that are waiting to complete their vinyl collection of Quo albums. Make it so, whoever's in charge of those things. So I'm going to leave it there. Are you excited? Let me know. Thanks so much for listening. Take care.